you have your Bible, turn to Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah chapter 9. We're going to begin reading this morning at verse 1. And the Bible says, "The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof, when the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord. And Hamath also shall border thereby Tyrus and Zidon, though it be very wise. And Tyrus did build herself a stronghold, and heaped up silver as the dust, and fine gold as the mire of the streets. Behold, the Lord will cast her down, and he will smite her power in the sea, and she shall be devoured with fire. Ascalon shall see it and fear. Gaza also shall see it and be very sorrowful, and Ekron, for her expectation, shall be ashamed. And the king shall perish from Gaza, and Ascalon shall not be inhabited, and a bastard shall dwell in Ashdod. And I will cut off the pride of the Philistines, and I will take away his blood out of his mouth, and his abominations from between his teeth. But he that remaineth, even he, shall be for God, and he shall be as a governor in Judah, and Ekron as a Jebusite. And I will encamp about mine house because of the army, because of him that passeth by, and because of him that returneth, and no oppressor shall pass through them any more. For now have I seen with my eyes." Notice verse 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon the colt, the foal of an ass. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth." Look at verse 13. "And when I have bent Judah for me, I filled the bow with Ephraim, and raised up thy sons, O Zion, against thy sons, O Greece, and made thee as a sword of a mighty man, and the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning, and the Lord God shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with a whirlwind to the south, and the Lord of hosts shall defend them, and they shall devour and subdue with sling stones, and they shall drink and make a noise as through wine, and they shall be filled like bowls, and as a corner of the altar." Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. God, we ask you, Lord, this morning, Heavenly Father, that you'd help us, God. God, just for a little while. Oh, Lord, I pray, God, give us that you'd have us to have. Help us, God, deliver it, Lord, in a way that you've given us. Oh, God, that it might bring honor and glory to your blessed name. Lord, I pray, God, if there's one here this morning who don't know you in that free pardon of sin, God, I pray today would be the day, Lord, they'd come to know you before it's eternally too late. God, I pray that you'd move upon this assembly here today. Oh, God, it'd be a somber assembly. God, come together to worship you in spirit and truth. Magnify and uplift the good God of glory, realizing how gracious and how marvelous a God that you've been to us. Oh, God, all the days of our life, but now that you're not through yet. But oh, God, what an expectation we have, a hope, God, for the days ahead. Lead, guide, and direct us now, Lord, we pray. Minister to our hearts. Give us that, oh, God, that'll help us, Lord, even this morning. And God, we'll just bow our heads before you. God, we'll give you the praise and honor and glory for all that you do for us. And God, we'll thank you. We'll ask it all in Jesus' blessed name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to preach just a little while, if God will be our help, on this. And this is the Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter. Next Sunday will be Easter. And as we think of this Palm Sunday, we think about the magnificence of the Lord. We think about those that are delivered, praise God, even from the prison of sin. And I want to preach this morning just a little while from delivered from prison. Delivered from prison. Amen. From a captivity, praise God, that the devil wants to put us in, that the world wants to put us in. And as we see this playing out here, we can see God's mighty hand. We see God begin to work, setting this thing up, a perfect picture, an example of the days ahead when God's going to do His magnificent work. He's going to continue it, praise God, until it's finished. God's never come short of anything He started to do, but what He starts, praise God, He finishes. Ain't you glad for that? If it wasn't for that, we might be sorrowful this morning, realize He began a good work in me, but praise God, as Paul says, that He began in me, praise God, He'll finish it. Hey, ain't you glad that we've got a finishing God? When it begins a work in you, He'll stay with you closer than a brother until He sees you through the battles and the heartaches and the trials that we'll face in this old world. And He'll deliver us, praise God, safe over on yonder shore here in a little while. And we just keep our faith and our eyes upon Him, realizing that there's a prize ahead for a saint of God, looking for that glorious day of His appearing when we'll see Him as He is. And praise God, what a glorious day that'll be. Amen. I can't wait till I see Him. Amen. When I see Him face to face, the one that saved me by His grace. Praise the Lord. What a day that's going to be. But as we see this thing playing out, and Zechariah's writing this thing down, and he's a pen, and this old prophet's a looking down the road, and he's seeing some things, and he's prophesying what's going to take place. He said there's going to be somebody come along, and he said the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach. He said the Lord God, he said the burden that He has for His people. I want to say God Almighty and glory, He's still got a burden today for His people. He's still got a burden for that little nation of Israel. He's still got a burden for me and you this morning. Praise God. He's still a Savior sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. Amen. We can see this thing as He began to pin her down. He began to write down the things that would be coming to pass. And He said, Damascus shall be the rest thereof. He said, when the eyes of man, as of all tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord. He said, there's going to come a time, Brother Andrew, when all that nation over there, he said, they're going to be fixated, they're going to be looking, and they're going to be realizing that there's somebody behind this thing. There's somebody moving with a mighty force. There's somebody that's got His hand on it. There's somebody that's controlling this thing. I want to say, these people that's crippled too high for crutches today, going along saying, well, why? You know what? We're just atheists. We don't believe that there's any God. I tell you, you can't look around today and say that there's no God. We see Him everywhere we look. And we see His mighty hand ruling in the lives of men. Amen. We see Him doing marvelous, magnificent works, even to the saving of souls. Amen. A lot of people say, well, God still, He's not in the miracle working business. Praise the Lord. I beg to differ. Praise God. He done a miracle 1976 in March when He saved my soul. Amen. I was hell bound with the hammer down, praise God. But He come to where I was at, little old 14-year-old boy, and saved me from hell. Amen. Performed a miracle. He said, hey, listen, it's God that's going to move on the scene. It's God that's going to begin to do some mighty things. Praise God. And He said, and Hamath also shall border thereby Tyrus and Zidon, though it be very wise. Amen. He said, what's going to be? It's going to be kind of like today when a lot of people stand up and they're saying, we've got all this knowledge. We're smarter than God. Amen. Going to rise up and say, you know what? We don't need nothing. We don't need God. He said, we're smarter than God. We know what we need, and we're just going to take care of ourselves. I want to say, if you take care of yourself, self will let you down. Amen. Self will let you down more than anybody else. The most problem I have is with me. Amen. That fellow I shave every day, I see in the mirror, he's the one I have the most problems with. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't have no problem. I have problems with the devil. I won't say the devil's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. But I won't say I have trouble with me all the time. Right. Amen. This old flesh I live in, it gives me a fit. I'm just being honest. If you'd be honest today, you'd admit it too. Amen. But he said they became wise. They said, you know what? We know what we need. We don't need God. We got this thing figured out for ourselves. Amen. And as Zechariah begins to pin her down here, he says, they said, you know what? We got this thing figured out. We know exactly what we need and when we need it. We don't need God. We don't need nobody's help. Amen. We got this thing. I believe there's a whole lot of people today in the world. Amen. They think they got it. Amen. They got it. They got it by both ends. They got it tied together in the middle. But I want to tell you what, they're not slippery. Amen. It's just about time you think you got that thing will come untied. And you'll lose your load. Amen. Hey, I know what I'm talking about. But praise God, when we allow God to do it, they said, we got this thing. We know what we need and we've made provisions. But they didn't realize, praise God, Zechariah said, hey, you know what? You made yourself strong. But praise God, if you're going to be strong, you got to be strong in the Lord. We need a protector today. We need somebody to come alongside us. That's what the Comforter does. Holy Ghost of God, and helps us through this thing. Amen. That great consoler, praise God. That one that you need in the middle of the night when the babies are sick, when your husband's down, praise God, that you can call out to and God will hear and answer that prayer. How many times have you had to pray? Amen. Didn't know what else to do. Begin to cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. Praise God. And then the dark in the middle of the night and all of a sudden God just shows up and begins to bless. God begins to move in a mighty way, a spectacular way, even to healing of that body, to saving of that soul. Why? Because that's what He does. Amen. But Zechariah says here, said these things are coming to pass. He said we better wake up, we better look, because God's got a plan, He's got a purpose, and He's going to work His plan. Amen. All these nations, they're rising up. But now notice what it says in verse 4, it said, behold, the Lord will cast her out. Amen. He said, hey, listen, said the Lord's going to begin to deal with this situation. Those that's come up and said that we don't need God. We can make it without the Lord. Amen. We've got this thing under control. We know what we're doing. Amen. We've done got it figured out. I want to say, I don't know about you, but every time I figure I got it figured out, praise God, they changed all the questions. Amen. Just about the time you got it all figured out, the questions change. Put you in a quandary. You have to start all over again. Amen. But I want to tell you, praise God, when you got the God, Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost of God on your side, amen, they've got all the answers. Amen. But they said this thing, said God begin to work a mighty work in the land. Zechariah said this work is coming. Something's going to take place. He said there's going to be a mighty conqueror that's going to come in. And a good God of glory. Amen. You know who it was? I want to say this scripture I read in your hearing today. Praise God, it's already been fulfilled in your hearing. Amen. God already took care of this. Amen. He done marched through there. He done just exactly what He said He'd do. Amen. Can I give you a little bit of a history lesson tonight, this morning? Amen. The Bible tells us back in the time that there was a great leader by the name of Alexander the Great. I know you've heard of him. You probably won't hear of him in your schools because they don't give you no history anymore. It's just a bunch of junk. But I want to say there was a great leader rose up out of Macedonia called Alexander the Great. And he said he was over on this side. And the Bible said, the history tells us that he crossed the sea and he began to go on a campaign to conquer and to conquer all. Amen. A great leader would rise up. And when they crossed the sea, he began to conquer, and he conquered his way all the way over into Syria, and he entered into Damascus. Amen. And he began to enter in down into Sidon, and he began to do that just exactly as Zechariah said he would do. Amen. You say, well, it says God. Behold, God will cast her out. You don't think God uses men? I want to say that there's something being set up today right before our eyes, and pray God's a using it. He's getting this thing set up, praise God. Amen. For the last days which we live, it's going to wax worse and worse. And in the end, but praise be to God for a child of God. Boy, that's just glory. Amen. We're living in the last days. We're seeing prophecy be filled right before our eyes. Amen. We're seeing it playing out here right before us. The Bible says that a Tyrus said, build ourselves. See what happens when we build ourselves? It'll get tore down. But praise God, if God builds it, He can keep it up. Amen. He can maintain that He builds. Amen. We build it, praise God, it'll rot down. It'll fall into decay. But praise God, when God builds it, He builds it strong. How do you know? Because the Bible says, and He teaches, that He builds it on a rock and a sure foundation, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. When he begins to build, praise God, we can take her to the bank. But it said that she began to build. Tyrus, amen, did build herself a stronghold. Now look at this. Ezekiel talks about this Tyre, in Ezekiel chapter 28. Verse 1, the Bible said, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, say unto the princes of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, And thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art a man and not God. Though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. In other words, he said, you proclaim yourself just like you're a God. He said, behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. He said, with thy wisdom, with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasuries. But thy great wisdom and by thy traffic hast thou increased thy riches, and thy heart is lifted up because of thine riches. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God. Behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon thee, and the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the sea. That sound familiar? Amen. Ezekiel's telling about the same thing Zechariah's telling. He said, you better wake up and pay attention. He said, you better quit being so heady and high-minded. He said, somebody's going to bring you down. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why were they so heady and high-minded? It goes on in verse 12. He said, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Ever precious stone was thy covering. Who's he talking about? He's talking about Satan. He's talking about the devil. He's talking about that old deceiver. He said, you know who's energizing you and who's moving you along? He said, it's the devil. Amen. Who's giving you your strength? He said, it's the devil. Amen. That's who's giving you your power. He's talking to him here. Zechariah said, hey, listen, you've been energized and powered by the devil. You think you're all that, but you're nothing. Amen. Said, you build up. She built herself. You get that? She built herself a stronghold. Heaping up silver as dust and fine gold as the mire of the streets. See, talking about dust in the summertime. When they have so much dust from the chariots and the horses that they can't do nothing with it. It's just there. And talking about that mire that they have in the wet season, where the chariots are sink down, and they can't do nothing with that either. It's just there in abundance. Amen. They had all this stuff that heaped up themselves. They thought they had got it themselves, but they were being empowered. A lot of times we ain't covered. We think we're getting this stuff ourselves, but praise God, it's coming from another source. I don't know about you, but I want my source to be God Almighty. Amen. Everything that I get, everything that I, amen, I've got, praise God, I just give God glory for. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says that he shall, behold, the Lord will cast her out, and he will smite her power in the sea, and she shall be devoured with fire. Amen. So you see what took place? Alexander the Great, he came marching in, and he marched into Syria, and into Damascus. He took Zidon, and he moved on down, and he besieged Tyre. He set up Tyre. For 7 months, he besieged that city. But let me tell you what took place. In the meantime, he sent word to Jerusalem, and he said, hey, listen, a high priest, he said, what I want you to do, he said, I want you to send me out some auxiliaries. I need some of your men. I need a little bit of backup. And he said, oh, yeah, while you're doing that, he said, I want you to send out a little bit of provision. I want you to feed my men. Hey, I want you to send us forth a little bit of men. And he said, oh yeah, why? And by the way, why I'm telling you this, why the message there, I want you to send me the presents. And I said, what? He said, I want you to send me the presents that you've been sending to Derek. In other words, that tribute money that you've been giving to King Derek, the king of the Persians. He said, I want you to give me that present. Amen. But the history tells us, oh, Judiah, he was over and he was the high priest of that time. And he sent word back to Alexander. He said, I can't do that. Huh? He said, I can't do that. He said, I've already made a vow to King Darius that I would back him, and I would honor him and him only. He said, I made a vow. A messenger carried it back to Alexander the Great, and he said, hey, look. He said, this fellow said, he ain't no way. He said, he ain't sending you auxiliaries. He ain't sending you no provisions, and he's not sending you no presents. Boy, they said, Alexander the Great, boy, he was wrath. He got mad. He got hard mad. And he come back, he said, all right. He said, I tell you what. He said, when I finish dealing with Tyree, he said, I'll go over and I'll take care of Jerusalem. I'll deal with those people once and for all. They think they can stand against the mighty Alexander. I'll deal with them in a little while. He said, continue to build us to besiege Tyree for two more months till he took Tyree. And then the Bible says, he says over there that he passed by and he returned. He said, I will encamp about mine host. Verse 8, because of the army. Amen. Who was watching over Jerusalem? The same one that's watching over them now. The good God of glory. Amen. What does he say there? He said he's camped out in Jerusalem. Amen. I tell you, these crazy things that think you can go over there and persuade Israel and make Israel do this and do that and give a Palestinian state and all that stuff that don't belong to them. They're crazy. Amen. Amen. Every time that America's tried to do that, a great nation of man, hey, they've been a catastrophe. Six times recorded. Six different presidents. When they try to make Israel do something against their will. But history tells us that he encamped at Tyree and he went over there. When he finished conquering Tyre and destroyed it down to the ground, destroyed the city, burned it with fire, destroyed their ships. See, they was there on the coast. They were built upon a rock. They said, man, there's nobody can take this city. God himself can't take Tyre. But guess what? After 7 months, Tyre fell. Amen. The Lord says this in verse 8. He says, because of him that passeth by and because of him that returneth. Alexander was there at Tyree and he passed by, went down by Joppa and went down there to the coast, to Gaza, which is down below, further south. And he went down there and he besieged Gaza and he began to whip up on that city. Amen. Are you seeing the picture? He began to whip up that city. He began to wire it out. He began to besiege it. And after several months, praise God, he took Gaza. Amen. He said, for her expense shall be ashamed and the king shall perish from Gaza. History tells us that King Battus, he stood firm. He wasn't going to give in. He thought, well, they may take Tyree, but they'll not take us. Huh? Ain't that the way the mind thinks? Say, wait, I can stand against the devil. I got this thing. I've got power. Hey, I've got food. I've got water. I've got everything I need. Amen. You can't stand against God. I tell you what we need today, praise God. Forget the food, get the water. God said, if you'll just trust in Him, put Him first, He said, I'll take care of all that. Yeah, amen. Amen. Yeah, I'll supply all your need. Yeah. Amen. But the Bible says He took Gaza, took King Battus, and history tells us that He hooked him to a chariot and He drug him around the city until he was dead. Amen. Behind that chariot. You see what's taking place? Do you see the picture that Zechariah is painting for us here, Brother Jeff? He said, listen, these monarchs, these great, these people that so-called themselves great kings, he said, what's going to happen? One of these days there's going to come a great conqueror and he's going to rise up, praise God, and he's going to say, that's enough. He said, you won't look at me. Praise God, I'll get your attention. Amen. And that great conqueror came along and he began to beat them down and he began to take one city at a time. He began to conquer, came to conquer and to conquer. Amen. Destroying, to tear down, building. Didn't leave no monarchs. He said, hey, they ain't going to be but one king. And he's going to be me. Does that sound familiar? I want to say that's future. Amen. One of these days, they're going to be right. But King Jesus is going to rise up, praise God. And we're going to give Him the glory and the praise. We'll honor Him and no one else. See how God used these types? Amen. He said, I'll destroy and tear down. He said, I'll destroy these cities. But He said, hey, I'm going to destroy those cities that stand against Jerusalem. Amen. History tells that whenever he got done with Gaza, he started marching towards Jerusalem. The old chief priest, the high priest, he got to shaking and trembling. He was in agony. Could you just imagine? Just miserable. So, oh goodness, what am I going to do now? He said, I stood for what I thought was right. He said, I made a vow. God said, don't make a vow if you ain't going to keep it. He said, I made a vow to Darius. I'd back him. I'd follow him. He said, I got to do what I promised. That's what God wants me to do. But history says that he got up the people together, the priests and the Levites. He got them together and he brought them in the congregation. And he said, listen, he said, what we're going to do, we're going to pray. And we're going to get a hold of good God Jehovah. And God, that God that provides. And we're going to ask Him to take care of this situation. We ain't able to do nothing. We can't stand against that massive army. But good, he said, we've got a God that can. Amen. Amen. Bible said they offered sacrifice and they prayed. Amen. Ask God to intercede in this thing. Amen. History said that Oh, King Judah, he went to bed that night. Boy, he was anxious, tossed and turned, and finally went to sleep. Had a dream. And in that dream, he dreamed, God said, listen, he said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. He said, number one, he said, I don't want you. He said, I want you to be courageous. He said, I don't want you to be afraid. He said, I'm going to take care of this. He said, but what I want you to do, he said, I want you to get up. I want you to gather the people up. And I want you to tell them that God's on your side. That God Almighty woke you up and told you He'll take care of this business for you. And old King come out of there that next morning, break up, way before dark, beating on doors. I can see in my mind's eye, beating on doors. Hey, everybody, get up. Meet me in the square. And I guess they thought, oh my goodness, the battle's in array. They're coming at us. This is going to be the day. We'll all die today. I can see the old king as he gathered all them around. He said, listen, young'uns, I got something to tell you. I said, I got a dream. We offered up sacrifice and we pray, putting our faith in God and pray God. I heard from the throne of grace this night. Amen. He said, good God of glory, look down. And he spoke to my heart. And he said, listen, Jadah. He said, don't worry about it. He said, we'll take care of this. He said, I've been working on this. Amen. He said, what I want you to do. He said, I want you to dress the city up real nice. I make it look good. I said, I want you to, all the priests and the Levites. And he said, I want them to dress up in white array. He said, I want all the citizens of the city to dress up in white array. And he said, he told me, he said, I want you to put on your best priestly attire. Amen. He said, I want you to put on your purple and your robes. And he said, I want you to put that habit upon your head. That one with the gold emblem on, with the good name of God on your head. Amen. And I can see in my mind's eye, they dressed up. They got her all. Jedi, he went through there and he inspected them. He looked and made sure everybody was just right. Just as if they were presenting themselves before God Almighty. He said, clean and pure. No spots, no blemishes. Nothing that would distract the eye. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, clean them up. You know, that's what God wants to do to us. He wants to clean us up, get rid of the spots and the blemishes, so there'd be no distractions. Amen. But he cleaned them up. And they said, okay, priest, what are we going to do now? He said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. So I want you to go down there and I want you to throw wide the gate. He said, are you crazy? He said, we throw wide the gate. He said, they'll come in here and they'll kill us. He said, no, they won't. God said, they said, just be courageous. Take courage. And he said that they marched out. Amen. They marched out. Oh, Jedi. He said, I want you to line up two and three in a row. He said, I want you to follow me. I want you to be quiet. I want you to be reverent as unto the Lord. Amen. History says they marched out through that gate. They heard that Alexander was coming. And he got close. They marched out to meet him. Amen. All of them adorned in their priestly attire and their royal robes. And they marched out to meet him. And when they got close, there was Alexander the Great. I mean, the conqueror of nations. To put her down, anybody that would resist him, he would just annihilate them. Amen. And as they marched out, the people thought, well, this is it. We've seen this before. These other kings has come out. Amen. There ain't going to be no other monarch. There's not going to be nobody but him. Amen. So as they marched out there, and the high priest got to the place and got to the place of reverence, and he stopped and he saluted Alexander. And Alexander acknowledged that salute. And when he did, all the others just filed in around and saluted Alexander. Amen. Hey, kind of like they did on that first Palm Sunday when they said, Hosanna! 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 God save! Save now! Amen. He said they realized they was a conqueror and one that was coming to conquer. Praise God. Who was it? Alexander? No. It was God Almighty. Amen. It was God Almighty that would do it. And history says Alexander received that adoration. Amen. And said the people was there and they were just amazed. They said, man, he was mad. We look for a great slaughter here today. Expecting it. And one brave soul, he said, eased up there, and he said, what's the matter with you? He said, sir, are you okay? You got a fever? You feel okay? He said, yeah, I feel fine. He said, what are you doing? All these other kings, all these other people have come out, amen, and tried to show adoration. And you destroyed, you put them down. But that king, glory be to God, Alexander said, they looked at him. He said, I'm not giving adoration to them. I'm giving adoration to him. And it said he pointed at the God in the gold, praise God. And he said, I'm giving adoration to him. What are you saying? I'm saying, even though ungodliness, praise God, have to give glory to God. Amen. Without him, we don't breathe a breath. Hey, and I said, after that, they gathered up, and the high priest said, Alexander, would you be our honored guest? Took him into the city. Amen. And said, Alexander asked them to take him into the temple to the worship and to minister to them their form of worship. Huh? He said he took him in there and they offered up in form of worship. They showed him how they worship God. And then they said, they went and said, oh yeah. He said, we got a book here we want to show you. Amen. Amen. So I believe this is what God used to get a hold of old King Jedediah. I mean, old high priest Jedediah. I believe God got a hold of it. Amen. Took him over to the book of Daniel. And he said, you know what? There's some men that's going to rise up and there's some men that's going to fall. And praise God, I believe this is one of those men. He took him over there to the book of Daniel. He said, look, said, there's some things going to take place here. Said, there's some nations that's rising. And said, there's some nation that's going to fall. And he said, there's a great king that's going to come in. There's a great ruler that's going to come in. And he's going to destroy the Persian nation. He's going to come in battle array. He's going to come to conquer. Praise God. I believe old Alexander thought, I wonder who that is. And they said, Alexander, we believe it's you. We believe God's anointed you to come in here and take care of all these things. It's in the hand of God. And old Alexander said, boy, I said, you know, that does sound like me. And then they said, you know what, Alexander said, well, could we get you to do us a favor? He said, yeah. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, gather around here, probably you priest. He said, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? He said, we'd just like to be able to worship God. Amen. As we worship God. Amen. Hey, we're going to recognize, but we want to be able to worship God. We want to be able to follow in the laws of our God. Amen. We want to be able to worship God. He said, well, that ain't a problem. He said, I've done seen here. He said, ain't no problem with your worship and your God. Amen. As long as you don't put me down. He said, you can worship. I said, I'll make a decree that you can worship your God. And they said, well, couldn't we ask you just one more thing? He said, would it be okay for those that's in Babylon and those other places, would it be okay if they just worship their God too? Amen. He said, wouldn't it be okay if those others that's captive, those that's been taken prisoner, is it okay if wherever they're at, that you'd just make it a way that they can worship their God too? He said, yes, I'll do that. Amen. I'll make a way that they can worship their God too. Amen. You see how God works? He'll take old wicked men, praise God, that's hard and bitter, amen, just out to kill and destroy, and use them for the glory of God. Amen. And he says, for now have I seen with mine eyes. See, that divine providence that God has. That you know, God, hey, there's nothing taking God by surprise. Amen. There's not ever been a thing. There's nothing that ever occurred to God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I've been through things and I don't know if God knowed about it or not. He knew about it before you did. Amen. Who do you think brought you through? Amen. Who do you think, hey, pray God, when you couldn't walk, when you was discouraged, who do you think carried you? Amen. Amen. When discouraged you, had you felt lower than a snail's belly. Amen. It was God that moved in and took over, praise God, to begin to help you. Amen. That future deliverance, what he's talking about, that deliverance that God's going to give to his people. Now, I want you to notice just a couple things, and I'm going to quit. Notice a couple things. Notice the characteristics of this. Amen. After this great occurrence, after this great conqueror would come through to conquer, amen, as soon as it played out, he said, God said, I looked and I seen what was going on. And then notice the suddenness of the change. He said, rejoice greatly. Amen. All of a sudden, they went from being conquered and by a conqueror, praise God, to rejoicing. Don't you know there was something going on in the city of Jerusalem that night? Amen. Don't you know there was a hallelujah going out? Don't you know there was some praise and some sacrifice and some glory to God being cast into glory? Amen. I mean, they looked around, they said, they couldn't nobody do this but God. Amen. We look at our lives and we see what God does. Ain't nobody can do it but God. Amen. What He's already done. But the suddenness of it, all of a sudden, praise God, after they give up hope, all of a sudden, praise God, hope moved in. Amen. Hey, that's that expectation. That's that faith with expectation. Amen. They begin to trust God, and God moved, and that through their faith, praise God, hope came. Amen. Hope for the future. Hope for their families. Praise the Lord. The suddenness of it. And then the rejoicing of it. Look at what it says. O daughter of Zion, shout. Amen. The shouting. He said, shout, O daughter of Zion, behold. Amen. He said, hey, rejoice and shout, praise God. He said, hey, listen, I want to tell you, we've got something to be excited about. Amen. We've got something to praise God about. We've got something, hey, amen, to get excited about in these last days. We're serving a risen Savior. Standing at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. Amen. He's alive. He's alive. Praise God, He's alive. Amen. We're not serving no Savior in a tomb. Hey, I've been over in a tomb in Jerusalem, praise God, and He said, He's not here, for He's risen. He got up, praise God, on that third day. Come out of there. Stone was rolled away. He rolled it away? No. He was already gone when the stone was rolled away. Amen. They rolled a stone away. The Bible said the angels rolled a stone away so that Peter and them could see in to see that he was gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. He had already come out of there. Bless His holy name. But He said they'll be rejoicing. They'll be shouting. Amen. Amen. And then looking at this specific call, the daughter of Zion and the daughter of Jerusalem. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, there's going to be a call upon the people. I want to say when this thing's over, there's going to be a specific call. Huh? It's going to be to the children of God. Amen. One of today's Bible says there's going to be a trump and a shout. And He's going to say, come up hither, my beloved, my fair one. Come away. Amen. Glory be to God. The church will come out of here. Glory to God. Victorious. Glorious. Praise God. Adorned. Praise God. For the presence of the Lord. Amen. To be with Him up in the air. To be with Him forevermore. Praise the Lord. Praise God for a great deliverance. And notice the reason for the excitement. It says, behold, pay attention. He said, thy King cometh unto thee. Amen. Can you imagine that day that they'd went out there and they had paid tribute to old Alexander, and that king says, you know what? I'm going to spare you. Amen. I'm going to let you live. Amen. He said, well, hey, glory to God. He said, we want you to come be with us. We just want to take you in. Amen. We'll take you. We'll feed you. We'll show you the love of God. Amen. And they took him in there, praise God. They said, can you imagine as the people filed into the city and as old Alexander come marching in, the people would say, hail to the King! Amen. I want to say glory be to God. One of these days, there's going to be a King of Kings and a Lord of Lords. He's going to come marching in, praise God. And we'll stand and say, hail to the King of glory. Amen. Rejoicing in our hearts. Reason for the excitement. Praise God. Because what the Lord Jesus has done. Can you see this taking place? He said, He is just. In other words, look, notice the contrast here, and I'm done. He said, He is just. In other words, He's a justifier. He justifies me just as if we had never sinned. Amen. He'll take and cleanse us by His blood. Praise God. And we accept blood, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He cleanses us by His blood. Amen. Makes us just like what Brother Andrew, we never sinned. Amen. Makes us pure and white in the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God, what a Savior. Amen. He is just. Amen. I want to say there was nothing about Alexander. It was just. He come in and he didn't care who you was or where you was from. He's got most of them. He just killed and wiped them out. Amen. But God comes along. He don't kill us. He loves us. Amen. He loves us in. Not only that, the Bible says He brings salvation. Amen. Having salvation. The Lord is the only one that can bring salvation to us. Amen. What could Alexander? He couldn't bring salvation. He brought destruction. Everywhere he went was destruction. Amen. But he says Jesus come lowly and riding upon an ass. He come with humility. Amen. Jesus come with a humble heart. He comes just like we do. If we're going to be saved today, we've got to come with a humble heart. Just realizing that we're old sinners and needing of a Savior. And when we come with a humble heart, a broken, contrite spirit, we come before the Lord and we just bow and say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. You say, well, preacher, I'm not a sinner. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But when we come with a broken heart, see, the Lord come humble. He come humble, He come lowly, riding upon an ass. The lowest form of transportation of that time. Amen. But notice, Alexander, he come arrogant, riding on a magnificent steed. But praise God, I want to say, when the Lord comes back, He's not coming humble when He comes back. He's coming as a mighty king and a great conqueror. He's coming to live and to be in charge, to rule with a rod of iron. Amen. In the hearts and the affairs of men. Amen. Do you see what Zechariah was showing us here? He says, praise God, there's a coming king. He's a coming king. And said, if Israel would have been prepared, if they would have listened to these prophets, they could have accepted Jesus when He came the first time. Huh? They had an opportunity. But Jesus said He went over Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday, and He looked over Jerusalem. The Bible says that He seen them, and He wept. He wept over them. Amen? Because He said, the promise has come to them, and they won't even receive the promise. But I want to say there's a whole lot of people today. The promise is right here. The gift of God, the promise of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we won't receive Him. We push Him away. We hold Him back. Why do we do that? Why do we do that? We got to just trust Him. We got to be like these. We got to just put our faith and trust in God and that promise that He sent us through the Lord Jesus Christ. That we've got some defending to do. But I want to say we can't do it in our own defense walls. We've got to have the Lord Jesus Christ as our defender. Amen. When God Almighty defends us, when we're on His side, then He'll defend us as a great fortress. Amen. He is a fortress for those that love Him.